Hi, it's my great pleasure now to bring on the Pentucket Director of Athletics at Pentucket High School, Dan Thornton. And Dan, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, no problem. Glad to have you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, it's so weird and so wild. Usually we talk to as many ADs as we can before football, but that didn't happen.
Hopefully it will.
Yeah, well, that's right. Maybe that's what we're doing right now, come to think of it. Hey, so give me a quick thumbnail, if you would, please, Dan, on how things went in the fall with Pentucket Sports.
Well, the fall actually went much better than I anticipated it would with, you know, especially looking at what's happened so far in the winter. We seem to go through the fall without incident. The soccer teams played, the field hockey teams, and the cross country, and, you know, we had our full seasons in, got all the games and practices that we were supposed to get in, and everything went off without a hitch. And then leading into the winter, you know, we're probably halfway through the season now, and our boys' basketball team has yet to play a game.
Oh, boy, yeah.
So the basketball team's been quarantined, the hockey team has been quarantined, the JV boys basketball had a two-week quarantine as well. So hopefully, you know, we're keeping our fingers crossed, and, you know, the rest of the season will go without incident. But our boys just returned yesterday, which is a good thing, the boys basketball team, that
mm-hmm.
is.
Yep.
So they're back practicing yesterday. We'll play our first game on Friday night here at Pentucket against North Reading. And on the other side of the coin, the girls have been playing throughout the winter, and I think they've already played half their season. I think they're 5-0 at this point.
You know, I hope that doesn't say anything about, you know, the evolution of man versus woman, because I'm told, you know, they're more evolved than we are, so maybe they are. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you could be true there, but, I mean, we've noticed it all around. It's like a daily thing where even, you know, we're in daily contact with the athletic directors in the Cape Ann League. And,
right.
I mean, it's just tough because every day it seems like some team's going down or some team's coming back, and it's something to keep up with, that's for sure.
I was talking to a Winthrop hockey coach yesterday, and he said, you know, there's so much time being spent now on safety things, on dealing with the pandemic, that there's a lot less coaching going on in terms of skills and practice, you know, think routines and stuff like that. But as an athletic director, I mean, it's got to be the same with you. You must be doing so much logistical stuff now rather than maybe some of the normal stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, even last night, we're doing a lot. We're Zooming, you know, we're live streaming all of our games now, which is something we have never done before.
Right.
So, in a sense, it's something, you know, we've been getting used to doing that. It's not something that has been, you know, honestly, in my wheelhouse, but I've learned how to do it now, and we can live stream games, and, you know, that's something going forward. I think after this whole pandemic is done, it's going to be great to have, even when fans are back, because, you know, those who can't attend a game will be able to watch it on live streams.
Yeah.
And as well as, you know, we try to take the bright side out of things where, you know, even our hockey team, for instance, our coaches have really gotten much more into, you know, Zooming with the teams. So they'll have a practice, you know, we have a practice sheet for an hour where the teams will practice from 4 to 5, but then the coach will also tie into the team at night, you know, from 7 to 8 or so, and they'll Zoom in, have team meetings, and they can go over films.
Yeah.
No, it's not something that you have to do, you know, it's not something that we've actually done before, but we're doing it now, and it's been, we think it's been very beneficial.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some good that comes out of all this. You guys are, all the schools are killing us, because we used to have the exclusive. Nobody was broadcasting, but now everybody is. And that's a
right.
That's a good thing, because you have restrictions on who can go to the games, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Unfortunately, we've been shut down here at Pentucket, so the fans can't come to the home games for basketball, and we play our hockey games over at the Veterans Memorial Rink in Haverhill, and it's the same there where the fans are not allowed to attend the games there.
Yeah.
So that's tough. It's tricky. You feel bad. You know, I'm a parent myself, and you want to go watch your kids play, but at the same time, I think you just try to weigh it and say we're giving the student athletes an opportunity to still play, and it's not the same for them either, but. You know, happy that they're out there playing.
Yeah, I did a Gloucester Peabody hockey game last week, and, you know, it was really weird to see the social distancing among the team members and then nobody in the stands, and it was just absolutely bizarre. But you know what? Once the puck dropped, it looked like hockey, so, you know.
I know. It's true. It does. Yeah, you're right. And the same has gone. Like, I remember, you know, we were, you know, what is this going to look like in the fall, and what's soccer going to look like? It seems like there's so many restrictions, and just like you said, once it seemed like once the game started getting going, and you know, other than wearing the masks, I mean, it still looked like soccer out there. It looked like field hockey, and you know, basketball is looking like basketball right now. Same with hockey. Yep.
Well, Triton and Pawtucket Hockey both off to good starts. Pawtucket 3-1. That's looking good. Now, is the team playing this week?
Yeah, we play tonight. Tonight we face off with North Reading, and I believe Saturday we have Newburyport.
All right, excellent.
Big week for Pawtucket, yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, I've talked with a lot of the Northeastern Conference coaches about the entry of Masconomet into that league, but I haven't really talked to the Cal coaches about the leaving of Masconomet. What's the effect so far? What's it been? I know it's early because you didn't play football, but the effect of Masco leaving, how does that how do the dominoes fall in the Cape Ann League?
Well, you certainly had a huge size advantage or a difference. Masconomet was basically double the size of all the schools in the Cape Ann League.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really a big thing of them leaving. It was like the big dog has left the Cal. But with that being said, we loved playing Masco. Mm-hmm. I mean, Pawtucket, I mean, I really miss him. I miss having Masco in the league. You know, you get to know the coaches and obviously John Delanis, the AD, and everyone gets along great. And, I mean, personally, for me and for Pawtucket, speaking for Pawtucket, we're sad to see him go. I understand the reasons behind it. But, you know, I mean, I wish they were still in the Cal.
Yeah. I get that. I'm hoping for a super league someday between the two leagues.
That'd be interesting.
I'd love to see that because, you know, the northeast part here, Cape Ann, upward and, you know, up to the border and so on. The communities are so tightly knit. We could have a super league. Anyway.
We play each other in a lot of games too.
Yeah. On
league games, we're always hooking up with the Northeast League.
Yeah. I think the final question I have, Dan, before a general question is, how is the participation going? Because obviously, you know, you look at college and you look at pros and some of these other things, and people are opting out for safety's sake. But from everybody I've talked with, it looks like the kids are getting out there and wanting to play.
Yeah, I mean, we have three levels of boys basketball that we rolled out. The girls was a little bit down. We have basically one large varsity team,
mm-hmm.
of 18 players. But that we usually have two at that level. But we still have healthy swimming numbers, and we started skiing this year, which is a new sport at Pawtucket. And I was surprised to see we had 11, I believe, student athletes go out for the ski team, which was more than I anticipated.
Oh, that's awesome!
Go up with Haverhill.
And
swimming is healthy, so yeah, they're all out there and they're competing, and I think they're happy to be out there.
Yeah, I can see that, and I just I think if we can just be a little more patient. I guess the final question I have, football, is it still a possibility?
Yeah, football's on. It's a go for, I believe it's February 22nd is the start date.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we joke around with the coaches here on a daily basis, and we look at the 7-day forecasts, and we don't see any snow because, you know, we have two things that we're up against here at Pawtucket. Number one, we're in a construction zone here now. We're building a new facility, new high school.
Mm-hmm.
So our field is gone. Football stadium and field is under construction.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Right where the new school is going to be. And number two, you just never know with the winter. I mean, if we get buried with 2 feet of snow or 3 feet of snow in February, I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
February 22nd.
Well, here's my other proposal. Besides the Super League, we need a dome stadium for the high schools, you know?
There you go.
If we can, so everybody can play in the bubble. Where will you be playing your home games?
We will be Road Warriors this year.
All of them away, okay. Yeah, that's that adds an exclamation point to the whole thing, doesn't it? Final comments, Dan, on how things are going or anything else you want to mention about Pawtucket sports for the winter?
I'm just really thrilled that the student-athletes get a chance to get out there and compete. And it's been very trying for everybody, the parents, the students, the teachers, all the staff members here. And, you know, I think it's really given everybody a chance to reflect and look at just how important extracurricular activities are for everybody. And that could be sports, you know, that could be the band, the theater, all those things. But it's just vital for the students to be able to participate in these types of things, which helps its overall well-being. So I'm happy that we're giving them an opportunity to get out there and play, and hopefully this vaccine comes out and it really changes things, and you know, we're moving back to more normalcy.
That is Dan Thornton, the director of athletics at Pentucket High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.